Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We are broadcasting live from Tamarack Golf Course in Shiloh, Illinois, in partnership with the very busy St. Clair County Republican Party. Join them, connect with them on Facebook. If you're in the St. Clair County area, if you want to help the St. Clair County Republicans, there's a lot of good work to be done here. And connecting with them and just finding out what maybe your skills could apply to helping the Republican Party continue to see success in St. Clair County. This is how we make a difference in 2026, so get connected today. I'm joined now by Illinois State Senator Erica Harris. Erica, thanks for being here with us.
Hi, Annie. Thanks for having me.
So you and I have been texting a lot this week.
Sometimes at very late hours.
Yes, and sometimes even about politics. Just kidding. So we've been following, you and I have been working together very much so to bring attention to the mascot bill. And there are two bills, actually, and we can get into the details here. But we waited all week to see if they were going to, if that was going to get a vote, because the House passed it.
So the House passed it, and then it moved to the Senate. The Senate had a deadline of this past Friday to pass House bills out of the Senate committees. That did not happen. So technically, right now, that bill is not moving.
Technically.
That
makes me nervous. What does technically mean?
Every once in a while, the majority party will suspend the rules and make something happen that you would think can't happen. So, for example, last year, I know that you talked about this quite a bit on air, the House suspended the rules in order to pass a budget at the very end of May. Something like that could always happen again.
Just a quick question about the budget last year. When the Democrats presented that budget, how much time did the Republicans have to read the budget?
Well, it was like a 3,600-page document that we received the night before.
You have to pass the bill to see what's in it, apparently. So this is kind of the way the business as usual is in Springfield. But you can get away with that when you have a supermajority of Democrats, because the Republicans could scream and shout and yell and, pound their fists on the table, and it matters literally nothing. And they can even peel off Democrats who will vote against said bills if it's good there for the districts that they're in. Well, the mascot bill, there are two of them. One of them has to do, I think, with indigenous native people. And then the other one has to do with people with disabilities. And locally here in St. Clair County, even that, you know, that affects a lot of people. We've got the Muscoota Indians in this area, the Collinsville Kahawks, of course. We've got the Freeburg Midgets. We've got Brad is a Freeburg Midget.
Yeah.
Collinsville, or Ryan is a Collinsville Kahawk.
Granite City Warriors.
Granite City Warriors, okay. Of course. There are lots of locals here that are affected by it. So it stalled. It didn't get assigned in committee.
That's correct. So it moved over from the House, and it sits in the assignment committee of the Senate waiting to get assigned to an actual committee, which never happened. So that is fantastic news right now.
For now. So if something was going to get suspended, the rules were going to get suspended, and this was going to continue to get moved through, what's the timeline of when that would happen?
The legislature is recessed at the end of May. So through the end of, while anything could happen while we are in session, through the end of May. We've all heard about shell bills before. So what could happen is if the majority party decided to move this, this language could be put into a shell bill and then moved at any point through the end of May. I have great hope that this will just go away at this point. We've had a massive outpour of communication, I think, not just from individual voters, but also from our superintendents, our principals, our teachers, who are saying, this is just another unfunded mandate, something schools can't afford. Let's go ahead and put the money into actual education and paying our teachers and not into changing gym floors and signs.
No kidding. Like, of all of the things that you push back on when it comes to funding and education, people get real bent out of shape when you want to fund athletics and sports. And this would be millions of dollars across the state that would come out of local pockets to fund this, because it would make some representative in Rockford sleep better at night, because there are no more Indians and Warriors and Kayhawks down south. And this is the thing that frustrates me the most. This doesn't make any sense. And I've said this before. I'll say this again. Like, I could do this all day. Why would we preserve pioneers and explorers and all of the people who came to this country and made the United States what it is? Why would we be like, they're okay, but those who are acknowledging the Native American past that this country has, we're like, we need to get rid of those people. They haven't thought this through. They haven't thought this through at all.
Definite difference of opinion. We obviously get lots of calls in our office, and we have had many calls from people who said, please help preserve my past.
Right.
This is an honor, and please don't let this go away. I want future, you know, students to learn about us and learn about my history. And so, definitely, just a difference of opinion for sure.
So then, you know, like we've said here, and when we put the rally together, which you spoke at, and I think was a very successful endeavor in making sure that people were aware of this going on. That this is a local control issue. If the people in Muscoota, if the people in Collinsville, Granite City, if the people in Freeburg decide, you know, it's time we do something different here, then they should vote to do that, because it'll be their money that's going to end up in investing in it and creating something new. We had the rally. We had, you know, local elected officials in some of these different communities coming together. We had a lot of people from the schools themselves, athletic directors, administrators, retired administrators coming together to say, guys, you know, take a breath and think about this. Mm. How much on a bill like this does the fact that everyday people who normally don't want to have anything to do with Illinois state politics during a Blues game come out to a rally on a football field to push back against this, to post stuff and share stuff on social media? How effective are the people who are listening right now when it comes to getting a message across to elected officials?
I think very effective, especially because our legislators downstate did listen to our local people and vote accordingly. We talk all the time about out-of-touch Chicago legislators making rules for us downstate here, and this is a great example of that. All of our downstate legislators seemed united in opposition to this, and I think that helps speak volumes. Now, that happened because they had pressure from their principals and teachers and people, I think, just speaking common sense into, we don't need another unfunded mandate in our education system.
Yeah, multiple Democrats in the Illinois State House down here voted against it. Senator Chris Belt said that he was going to vote against it if it got called. Now, some of those votes are couched with, like, we'd like to see it amended, or maybe, like, the timeline shifted. But for now, they were a no vote, and I'd imagine that weighs in. Ryan, you had a question?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Erica, is it that the Democrats have crossed over for these last couple? Because I'm talking about the homeschool bill, too. You know, these are bills that were looking like they were going to be forced upon the rest of Illinois by upstate Chicago. And then all of a sudden, downstate, the way we looked at it, was downstate kind of pushed back. But it wasn't Democrats who were crossing over and saying, yeah, we're not for this, too. And is there encouragement that you're seeing going, hey, you know what, maybe we found the line here, you know?
I think ultimately legislators are elected and report to voters. Voters are our boss. Mm-hmm. And when, as a legislator, you hear overwhelmingly that your community is in opposition of something, that it is a responsibility that you have to go be that advocate. And I think that is what helped with that bill specifically and has helped with this one as well.
I think that it's so, what's the right word for it? It's so gross is not the word I'm thinking of, but it's so gross that the Illinois State Legislature, the Democrats, who have the supermajority of control there, have figured that we have so much taken care of in this state. We've made so much progress that this is a problem that needs to be solved. I mean, you could talk about going into the homes of homeschoolers to try to, you know, affect potential truancy that might exist there. Now, it's kind of a more complicated discussion than the few minutes we have left, but I'm not for people saying they're homeschooling their kids when they're not educating their kids. I understand that there's a problem there. But at the same time, if truancy is your problem, there is a complete ignorance to truancy that's taking place in the public school system right now because they just don't have either the wherewithal to enforce anything or to make an impact on a change. Like, you can't prioritize truancy as a major reason to go into homeschoolers when you're not even actually doing it where the public funded taxpayer dollars are going to educate the public in public education. I just don't understand how we can focus on these silly, silly things and try to focus in on why there's so much meddling that needs to take place. When are we going to have a balanced budget after the end of this? Are you going to pass a balanced budget?
Depends who you ask.
I'm asking you.
I have not thought that the budget has been balanced in previous years and therefore have voted no.
Yeah. I can't look at anybody in my life that is associated with my finances. I can't go to my bank or to my mortgager and be like, looks like everything's good to me. And then they're like, oh, well, when you put it that way. And then they're just fine with it. That's not the way, you know, reasonable people look at things. And to your point, like the funny words in business that they end up saying to, oh, yeah, we're balanced when we've had an influx of COVID money and all of that stuff.
That was right what I was hoping you would lead down. We had all this COVID money coming in, and instead of using it to pay off debt, and we started new programs. It would be like having $100,000 in debt on our credit card and getting an inheritance. Instead of paying that off, we go buy a new car.
Mm. Yeah, people do that. And when people do that with their real life money, they get repoed. That's not the way it works in the state of Illinois. You just dump millions and millions of dollars into your reelection campaign and lie to the people because you're trying to become president. I don't know who I'm talking about, but there's just, you know, there could be some people.
Tax and spend is a bad solution, and we are find ourselves in that circle.
Well, Illinois State Senator Erica Harris sitting in with us as we broadcast live here from Tamarack Golf Course in Shiloh, Illinois. We've only got like 30 seconds left, but the St. Clair County Republicans have been working really hard.
They have.
Yeah. And we want to continue to support that. Erica, thank you for being with us today.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for helping share the message.
You bet. StClairCountyRepublicans.com. If you want to be a part of the solution, not just the complaining, because there's plenty of that to go around. We would love to have you join the St. Clair County Republican Party on Facebook and be a part of that solution. That mascot bill for now. Kaput, but we'll be on it. We'll make sure that we give you any details as they continue to be provided to us if it gets revived somehow, some way.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.